1450 KBMW.
Yeah, it is. We're back. Good morning. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got kind of a partly to mostly cloudy thing going on. 58 degrees. Welcome to Tuesday, which for a lot of us is going to seem like a Monday. So if I accidentally screw up and say Monday, cut me some slack because I'm still working on the schedule that most of you are working on. Tell you one guy that made it in, though, knows it's Tuesday, Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
I always kind of wonder, you know, are my guests going to show up on Tuesday? But, you know, you're kind of the reliable one.
Well, it's a good thing things go off on my phone and my watch, or I might have forgot.
So you had a good weekend, too. You had some good family time.
Yeah, we did. We were out the lake and doing our thing, and I think everybody had a good time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's talk numbers. Up, down, sideways, where are we going?
We're tishing up, unfortunately.
Really?
You know, I think that the buying public is just going to have to bite the bullet at this point if they find the house they like and say, yeah, my house payment's probably going to be $100 a month more than I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. But then you get to watch for the refinance game, you know. Hopefully it wouldn't be that long before maybe you can go in and get it down where you want it.
Is that complicated, refinancing? Or I guess there are variables to that, too.
No, it really isn't. As long as if you had the income to be able to get that loan to start with, yeah, you know, you're only going to be lowering your payment too. So as long as you don't put any big outside monthly payments in there, like car payments or something like that, more than usual, you shouldn't have a problem.
So an increase in the numbers, what do you see as the cause of that?
Well, you know, you have your closing costs all over again, but most of the time they'll allow you to borrow that into the loan, so you're not using up any upfront cash,
right,
to do those refinances. And, you know, you just have to hook up with your local loan officer and check it all out. But I would certainly tell you to maybe go that direction right now. Anything that's coming on, I would say under $250,000 is getting snapped up pretty fast.
Really? So quick, yeah.
In that aspect, you know, I think people are doing that. It's the upper end yet that probably is a little bit slower, you know, just a much higher house payment.
Is that the median, kind of the average, about 250? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, I would say that's not probably the median average. I think it's a little lower than that in Wahpeton, you know, Breckenridge. But, you know, it might be in that high ones, maybe around two, getting up into that area.
Do you have clients that say buy a home, or they go through you to purchase their home and then later on contacting you and go, Steve, I'm thinking of refinancing? You give that advice a lot?
Yeah, they'll call and ask, you know, if there's anything special they need to look out for before they go in. But most of the time, you know, your loan officer that you used before, if you trust them and had, you know, a good experience, go back there again.
Great. And you said things are just kind of plugging along here. They're, you know, picking up, and obviously a lot more activity than during the winter months.
Yeah, there's certainly more buyers out there right now. So when that right little property comes on that's not, you know, way up in the marketplace, mm-hmm, price-wise, they still are moving pretty fast right now.
And again, some of your best advice, if you can, please work on getting pre-approved. That's a good thing to do.
And right now, especially because what we're seeing is that, you know, anything that comes on is usually got multiple offers. Mm-hmm. And if one guy is pre-approved and you're not, guess what?
Yeah, who gets first pickings, yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. So you definitely want to go in and do that. It costs you nothing to do it. I think it's a good experience. Sometimes it show up a few things you did or didn't know about, too,
sure,
that you should know about. So
absolutely.
It's a good thing to do.
Steve, great having you in. And thanks for remembering that, Tuesday, getting in here.
Hey, I'm getting older. I can forget as easy as anybody else.
So. Well, but we've all got to, we can all use that as an excuse, so we're in a good spot.
Yep, we are.
Steve, thanks. We'll talk next Tuesday. Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do it every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in life.